Peace of Christ with all of you saints. Praise the Lord for His presence. The Holy Spirit was so vivid while we were worshiping, and we want to continue in the same spirit while we hear the Word of God also. We want to be transformed. We want to be changed. We want to be more like Jesus. And we want the power, the anointing of the Holy Spirit to be upon us, to be through us, to be in our lives so vivid. So may we continue. May we continue in the same spirit, and let's just say one more word of prayer before we get into the Word of God. Let's just pray one more time. Lord Jesus, we thank You for Your presence. You're here with us with Your presence. We can feel You. We don't see You, but we feel You. We feel You in our hearts. We feel You in our spirit. And we thank You that You are here with us. And while we hear Your Word, minister to us again. Speak to us. We don't want just simply to receive, but we want to give. Before we receive from You, Lord, we give our all. We surrender. We give our thoughts. We give our baggages. We give our burdens. We come before Your throne in a position of surrender. We pray that myself, may I be a voice alone and nothing else, transmitting Your Word. May no man be glorified, but only Jesus Christ. You are King. You are Savior. May people see You lifted up. May they desire and love You more through Your Word. After we hear, Lord, lead us. Be with us. In Your holy name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. The text that we'll be studying today is found in Mark chapter 12, verses 41 to 44. Mark 12, 41 to 44. You may have it behind here on the screen, but if you feel free, you can also open your Bibles however you wish. It's a very well-known passage, which all of us know. It's a short passage. Where Jesus sat down opposite the place where the offerings were put and watched a crowd putting their money into the temple treasury. Many rich people threw in the large amounts, but a poor widow came and put in two very small copper coins, worth only a fraction of a penny. Calling His disciples to Him, Jesus said, "I tell you the truth, this poor widow has put more in the treasury than all the others. They all gave out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in everything, all she had to live in." Before we get into what this text would mean to us, or how should we put it in practice, let's just first speak a little bit about it and try to explain the context it was in. It is perfectly put in the historical context right here, because Jesus, before, He did speak about the Pharisees and the scribes and the others, what they would do, how they would actually treat the widows and rob them of different things. So Jesus, having connected to that context, perfectly speaks also about the widow that He saw. But at the same time, also giving a different moment after the discussions that He has had with the Pharisees, with the scribes, with all the questions, He's giving us another insight of a widow. But at the same time, it is really amazing who this widow is. And we have a photo here which kind of like can make it more vivid for us. Try to be there. Try to think that we are there. Just think right now with me that we are there in the temple. And people are just giving, a lot of people are passing by, and a lot of rich people, Pharisees most likely, also Pharisees had plenty of money. So a lot of people are just giving money there and throwing money, and a lot of money, a lot of gold coins or different type of coins. And then at one point, we have a widow. And I don't know if it looks like this old lady here, but she was old and she was poor. She didn't have much money. And this widow comes there and she gives an offering. And we have given a lot of offerings. We indeed have done all different types of offerings, and we've given a lot in our lives. So this offering was special. And we will hear from Jesus why it was so special. But this woman goes and gives this offering, which is in Greek, the word for the coin is lepta, is the smallest copper coin in use. So she actually gives the smallest copper coin in use, and she offers it. And you'll say, well, okay, I know this story, I know the widow, I know the offering, I've heard about this story. What is so impressive? What is so impressive about this story? Well, Jesus tells us what is so impressive, because this widow gave more than anyone else. Well, she gave so little. She just gave the smallest coin in use at that time. But you see, the lesson of the whole story that our Lord gives us and what He is concerned is not how much we give. It's not money itself. It is actually how we give it. What are the motives of the donor? What we have in our heart when we give it. It's not actually money itself. The money has not much value in the kingdom of God. God is not interested in our money. But He is so much interested on our heart, on our intentions, on how we offer and how we give. And praise the Lord, by the grace of God, I want actually to commend you and encourage each of us that ICS is a giving church. ICS is recognized as a giving church. The other churches recognize ICS as a giving church. ICS has been a blessing to so many other churches, financially in other ways, but financially speaking, praise the Lord for that. So be encouraged that you are indeed a giving person. You are indeed a giving individual in this church, and ICS is a giving church. Praise the Lord for that. But there is space for so much more. Because when we have a widow like her, when we have someone like her that Jesus says, I tell you the truth, this poor widow has put more into the treasury than all the others. They all gave out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in everything, all she had to live in. When you have this widow, you say, wait a minute. Well, probably there is space to give more. Probably there is space to grow in my heart of how much I'm giving. So this widow, it's a great challenge that we have in the Scripture. And that's why it is in the Scripture. It's a challenge. It's an encouragement. It's indeed a powerful testimony that the Lord has given us. But also it is so well put in the Scripture because we are very close to the end of Mark. We are very close to what Jesus is doing and going to the cross and dying for us and rising again the third day. So we're getting very, very close to that. And Jesus is going to speak about the end times, and He's going to speak about different things, and we're going to hear from Pastor Martin next Sunday about that. But at this point, Jesus tells us about a widow which surrendered everything. Tells us about a widow which offered all she had to live on, meaning her life. If she gave all her possessions and that's what she lives on, we live from the stuff that we have. We live for money. Money, it's a tool that we use. It's not life itself, but it's a tool that we use to live. But this widow, in one day, she chose to give it all. Seems so little to us. It's a few pennies. But the idea is, it was all that she had. And that's what makes this widow so special. So she gave all that she had. And it represents so perfectly the path that Jesus Christ is taking on. And Jesus doesn't see the amount, as I said, because as amount, what Jesus gave, He gave beyond any comprehension. But He sees the heart of it. And the heart that's hid is full surrender, complete surrender. Jesus Christ, by His own choice, no one obligating this widow, no one obligating Jesus Christ. He came from heaven to earth, the Son of the living God, the one who came for the essence of the Father, who is one with the Father and the Holy Spirit. He is God. He chose to come on earth to die for our sins. He came and He said, I'm giving it all. You can't pay for this. I'm giving my life. I'm surrendering as a living sacrifice for you. I'm paying. And Jesus gave it all. He gave it all for all of us, for you and me. What couldn't be paid, Jesus Christ paid it upon the cross. This widow is a small figure of Christ Jesus, of His sacrifice, of His surrender, of Him giving in the cross 100%. So once we see and it is clear to us that the essence of all true giving is sacrifice, and the value of every gift is relative, not absolute. So this widow is not an example for us or something that I'm teaching here. Hey, give everything you have, meaning materially. That's not what it is teaching here. But here it is teaching about the condition of heart. It is teaching about our intentions, our love for God, how we give, how we do that, which position is our heart, how much we are surrendering. So that's a position. Once we have that clear, what is the context, and definitely the context is about money, is about giving and offering, then I want to talk a little bit about what does this mean for us now. And then we're going to see how we can apply in our own life. Because speaking of coins here, we want to look the side of the coin which says, Lord, what can I give to you? I'm coming Sunday in the service to give to you. What can I give to you more? How can I surrender more? Lord, how can I be best used from you? How can I serve you? How can I give more of my thoughts, more of my love, more of my heart, more of my service with my brothers and sisters? How can I serve more in the church? How can I honor your name? How can I advance your kingdom? We want to look that side of the coin of surrender, of giving, of investing. We don't want to just wait, oh Lord, give me, oh, what are you going to give me? Oh, I'm going to church. Oh, what are you going to give me today? Oh, what a special word. Oh, what a special blessing. No, no, no. We want to say, Lord, how can I surrender? How can I give more? So that's what we want to see. That's what we want to do. So behind in the screen, there will just be some thoughts that I've written from offering. I'll not speak. They're not as points. I'll not go from one to the other, just I'll speak in general and I'll mention different things. But as you're listening, you also can see and they can connect. And you can also memorize some of them of what we were really talking about. So what does this mean to us? I have a few quotes that I'm going to mention. And it's from Leonard Ravenhill, one of my favorite preachers, a great man of God and an example for us. He says, can any deny that in the modern church set up, the main cause of anxiety is money? Yet, that which tries the modern church the most troubled the New Testament church the least. Our accent is on paying. Theirs was on praying. When we have paid, the place is taken. When they had prayed, the place was shaken. Don't we want that power? Don't we want that surrender? Don't we want to give away of our anxiety, our worries? I'm not saying of planning and organizing and thinking of our family. Don't misunderstand me. Very well, Jesus taught us to calculate the cost, to think and organize well and all that. Those are all good principles. We need to think of our family, of our children, organize well our resources, be good administrators, stewards of what God has given us. But what he's speaking here is what is the condition of our heart. Are we in anxiety of money and will we not have? Will we have? If I do this, if I surrender here, if I give here, what's going to happen? Because money is a big part of it. It's not really the thing, but it is a big part of it. And it is actually the main anxiety that people have. Shouldn't our main thing be surrender? Shouldn't our main thing be the power of prayer and giving it all? A brother was telling me this week when he got baptized, Ravenhill said, it was kind of a sudden thing. And he went down into the water. He went down into the water and suddenly realized he was being baptized and suddenly realized that he had his wallet in his pocket. There is not many wallets that get baptized these days, right? We kind of say, Lord, you look after our sins. And I will look after the rest. Every penny you earn has become the property of Jesus Christ. and you will give an amount, an account of it before God. He doesn't just take your sins. He takes your whole self. He takes over the government of your life. When Jesus paid for you, this surrender that he is going to do, this paying on the cross and then rising again the third day, he paid for everything you have. All your life. Did Jesus die, my brothers and sisters, 80%? Did he die 70%? There is nothing such of this. He died 100%. He gave it all for you. He gave it up all for you. All his life, all that was in heaven, he came here for you. And what he expects from you and me is not less than that. It's 100%. Full surrender. Full surrender for the glory of God. So offering is about the condition of our heart. Offering is about surrender. Offering is about trust. And I learned this at a very young age. One of my greatest examples in my life is my mother. And as you know a little bit of my story, I tried to share some of my testimony last week so you can get to know me and to relate it a bit of Kingdom of God and surrendering, and that's big of my heart. But, you know, I shared a bit of my mother because my testimony in my life is so much related to my mother. So, as you know, my father was out of the picture since I was 1 year old, so he abandoned us and left. And my mother raised us, myself and the three of my older sisters. And I would see this woman, this woman of God, which would work 3-4 jobs, you know, at the same time, would work all kinds of jobs to raise us in a time of poverty in Albania. But she was so much given for the kingdom. She was so much surrendered that, like this widow, you know, sometimes we can't comprehend. It's like a great challenge. You know, and my mother would work all these jobs. And at the same time, in our little yard, she would plant different vegetables and different things. And she would take to the pastor, give to the pastor, put in his door, give to the poor believers in the church. You know, she would just not think of raising us and think, provide for us, but she would be like providing for everybody. She would just bring vegetables and fruit to everybody. She was like, you know, kind of like having her own farm. But there were different occasions which just hit me the most. One time, my sisters were married, so I was the youngest one. I stayed the longest with my mother, and she blessed me when I went in missions, you know, because she would just be alone, but she blessed me. But in the last years when we were just together, my mom, poor, she worked a lot and provided all for us, but she was quite poor, like this widow. But she was giving all the time everything. And one time, we had an wooden stove, and my mom chose to give the wooden stove. It was the only wooden stove we had. We had a widow, a woman with a few kids, which was living in our neighborhood, and she had no stove. She had no heating. And my mom chose to give the wooden stove to her. And we would kind of like deal with the cold or other issues. She was just spirit, but she gave the wooden stove, the only one she had. And I was thinking like, why she did that? I just couldn't understand. It's beyond understanding, but that's a trust. That's a surrender. That's when you see the eternal goal of God. That's when you see in the light of eternity. That's a position. Because you don't see just for a few years. You see for eternity. You see Jesus and how he is and what he does. And then you want to be like that. You want to surrender. You say, I better sacrifice some stuff for the time being, but I'm investing for the glory of God for eternity. She was such an example for me. And praise God, I thank God that God also gave me another example. My wife, also like a surrendering wife and like giving, you know, and wants to give a lot. She's even sorry for cats and dogs in the streets. So I was blessed that my life is going in this direction, you know, from one stage of life to the other one. But it's about surrender. And it's about surrender in every area. And that's what I want to talk now. How do we apply these things? How do we surrender more? How do we give more? And in which areas we give more? Yeah, it is about money, because the text is about that. And it is about surrender, also about money. But the idea is we want to keep the balance between the two. We're not asking here for your money. You're already a giving person. You can grow more. But the idea is we want to teach about giving, also financially. But we are not after your money. Our pastor is not after your money. Our pastor and us, we are after surrender. After you giving more and giving your everything. So we want to keep the balance by teaching that it is a teaching to give financially, but that's not it. It is about the intentions, about your heart, and you need to give. Because this is what the gospel is. The gospel is about surrender. The gospel is about sacrifice. Paul never glamorized the gospel. It is not about success, but it is about sacrifice. It's not a glamorous gospel, but a bloody gospel, a gory gospel, and a sacrificial gospel. Brothers and sisters, if you and I were for 5 minutes inside eternity, we would wish that we had sacrificed it more. That we had wept more, that we had bled more, that we had grieved more, loved more, prayed more, given more. If we were only 5 minutes in eternity, we'd have just wished, why didn't I do more? But what we have right now, it is a chance not to wish but to do it. We are still alive, praise the Lord, hallelujah. We are still alive. The Lord has given us another day, and I believe many more years to live for His glory, to weep more, to bleed more, to grieve more, to love more, to pray more, to give more, to surrender more for the kingdom of God, for the advancement of the kingdom of God, for the advancement of the church, of ICS, to advance so it glorifies the name of Jesus Christ. Just think of me. Think with me. Think with me of this widow. And be challenged. Be changed to give more. To surrender more. Life is so short. What are we going to do? You know, time going to go away. Years go pass by. What are we going to do with our finances? We're not taking them. What are we going to do with our strength and energies? All that God has given us. Now is the time. Now is the time to surrender. Now is the time to give. Give it all. Don't hold back. How much time have you spent with Jesus today? When is the last time you've gone to Him and say, I'm not going to ask you for anything? Nothing. I'm not here to ask. I've come to worship in spirit and in truth. I've come to surrender. I've come to love you. I've come to contemplate your glory. I've come to give all that I have. I've come to give all my time. I've come to be here with you. I love you, Jesus. When was the last time you did something like that? The intentions of that widow was that place of surrender, was that place of love for God. Offering is a demonstration of love. It is a demonstration of love when you offer and when you give. All that you do for Jesus is because you love Him. The reason why we keep His commandments is because we love Him. The reason why we give money is because we love Jesus. Why we give our time, why we everything we do is because we love Jesus. He is worth it of our love. He has won our love. Offering is giving in every area, and it's including money. It's interesting when I was thinking about it. Offering is not actually, you know, so when we think offering, we think right away about money. Offering is about giving in every area, including money. Money is one of the things. It's probably somewhere there, quite important, but it's somewhere there. But offering is about giving in every area. How can I give? How can I surrender? Offering is sharing. When we offer from our resources, our time, our efforts, everything that we have, we do that because we want to share it with others. we want as the early church was sharing everything, but it was because of their heart, because of their intentions, not because it was instructed, hey, just give everything and share. That was not the doctrine in the New Testament, in the early church. There was nowhere. Actually, when a couple tried to do that, Sapphira and Ananias, when they tried to do, hey, everybody is giving, probably something here, something is going, the blessings of God will be more special, or let me sell also my field, and then keep some money, but give a lot, thinking that I'm giving everything, for people to think that I'm like these others. And then Peter said, why did you do this? No one told you to do it, like, the field was yours. Why did you do this? Why you sinned against the Holy Spirit? So the idea is, that's not an instructive thing, but it is about the condition of the heart. Lord, help us as ICS, as where you have brought our church right now in such a special place. Lord, draw us closer to each other. Draw us to a sharing position to say that, hey, this is our church. This is it. This is ours. We're all part of it. Like, we get blessed. We have a fellowship. We have a place that, you know, when our broken Macedonian or our broken Albanian, then we can come in a place which we speak English and, like, just bless each other. Just be a family, advance the kingdom of God. How can we give to each other? How can we spend more time with each other? How can we advance the kingdom of God with each other? How can we encourage each other? How can we strengthen each other? How can we be a blessing with each of our giftings for each other? It is about sharing. Giving is about sharing. And Jesus said, giving is even more joy than receiving. Lord, help us to give. Help us that when we go out from here, we'll be a more giving church. Amen. Amen. Will we be more giving church? Will we? Yes. Will we be more surrendered to God? More giving in all these areas that we're speaking about? Offering is a living testimony of the ultimate offering which is Jesus Christ. So when we actually offer, we simply follow the example that Jesus Christ has set for us. Yes, this widow is a great example. Jesus himself put it and he gave it for the disciples. He gave it for us. But in the end of the day, Jesus Christ is the ultimate example. Jesus is the one who showed us what really offering is. He surrendered. He gave. He gave all. I am determined this year, more than ever, to know Jesus Christ in a new way, such as I have not known Him before. I want to discover His majesty. I want to discover the glory that He had with the Father, more than ever. And this comes in a place of surrender. This comes in a place of offering. I was praying while I was preparing the sermon. Lord, take it all. Take it all I have. What is deep rooted inside my heart in a material world that we live in that is taking your place? In my time, in my heart, my resources, what is that? Lord, take it. Take it so I can be one step closer. One step closer to the glory of God. One step closer to see the harmony and the glory that Jesus has with the Father, the Holy Spirit. I want to know Him more. As Pastor Martin always says, to know Jesus. To know Him more and to make Him known. That's my commitment for this year as ever before. Do we want to be the commitment for our church? Do we want to be the commitment? Just think with me, you know, just think with me right here. What would God do if each of us would say, Lord, this year I surrender more. Lord, this year use me as you have never used me before. Lord, this year give me more gifts of the Holy Spirit. Lord, this year empower me with a fresh anointing. Lord, this year I want to give more time in prayer, more time in finances. I want to give more in serving. I want to give more with my family and investing. Lord, this year I want to give more time to help my church advance. Lord, this year, I want to give more. What can God do with us? I just can't think what God can do with us. So I'll be blown away. Help us. Help us change. help us be more like this widow. Help us be more like Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the conclusion is, Jesus gave it all for you. Go and do the same. And now, in a couple of minutes, we'll just go now in prayer, and we'll pray for 2 minutes. And prayer is the most important part of the sermon. It is the altar of the sermon. What we want to do is, we don't want to go home and say, yes, I was touched, or was something nice, or I saw some new things, or I probably should give more, or have some thoughts, or have some good expressions, or some thoughts. But what we want is, Lord, now and here, change me. Now and here, do it. Now and here, make it real to my life. Now and here, change something in my heart that I'll not be the same. Now and here, give me more love for Jesus. Now and here, make me more committed, more surrendered to the kingdom of God. Now and here, do it. Now and here, make me less attached to the world and everything around me. But now and here, make me fully given to the kingdom of God for God alone. God can do it. And He can do it right now, right here. Open your heart. It's about the intentions of your heart. And we're going to go in prayer. And I trust the Lord is going to do something special right now, right here. Let's pray and join with me. Don't just wait to listen to prayer, but just join with me with your voices. Just say to the Lord, this is a personal thing. Just say to the Lord, yes, Lord, here I am, more. Yes, Lord, here I am, take it all. I surrender, Lord. I surrender in every area. You know my heart, you know my life, you examine. You are there with me all the time. You know how much I give. You know how much I do. You know how much is in my heart. You know how much time I give to you. But Lord, I want something different. I want the anointing, a special anointing. I want, Lord, that you to do something in my heart that I will be like that widow. My heart will be in that place. And I will trust you. Glorious Father, King of the ages, glory to you forever and ever. God of Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac, we come before you. God of the prophets and the apostles, we come before your throne in awe of who you are, in awe of what your word does in our lives. Through Jesus Christ, your sacrifice. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Lord, the Lamb of God, through the one who gave it all for us. And gave us an example, this widow and him himself for everything that he did. And Lord, yes, we're touched. Yes, we're convicted. But we want to be changed. Change us, Lord. Change me, Lord Jesus. Change me right now and do something special in me. That I'll love you more. I'll give more. Take all the packages that are in my life that are actually a heavy thing. That take the place of the surrender that I can give and how much more I can do for you. Lord, take it right now. Do it. Do it through the Holy Spirit and put a greater love, a greater burden, a greater fire, a greater anointing for you to offer you all. For the glory of Jesus. For the glory of Jesus. For the advancement of the kingdom of God. By the power of the Spirit we pray. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just want to do more.